Well, let's find out what is going on in Rock Falls. There's no better way to do that than check in with representative or representatives from Rock Falls Tourism. And I bring that up because one's missing. But Melinda Jones with us this morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Kind of, I don't know. You know, how was your summer?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago when
fall.
It was, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I kind of got blue in here.
Yes.
So,
well, let's see. Probably be a little bit quieter. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, she might be listening.
I don't care. Tracy not with us today. That's all right. So. No problems. No harm, no foul. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well, yeah. Sure sign of better weather coming is all the great things that we are getting on the calendar coming up in Rock Falls. And where do you want to start?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have been so busy in the office. It's just crazy. It's like, are we coming or going? But there's a lot going on this summer. Let's touch on the first one that would be May 30th. And that would be our talent show. Mm-hmm. And that one is May 30th on Thursday evening from 6 to 8. And we are looking for some talent people. Whether you're a dancer, a musician, a singer, a juggler, I don't know, have an animal that does tricks. Come on out and sign up, register, and there's prizes to give away, and you can do it on May 30th, or you can do it on July 11th. And then those winners from those two nights will go to the finale on August 1st. And we got our judges, too. So all of our judges are all picked out.
Oh, how many judges are
there? We have six judges.
Six judges.
Yeah. So really excited for that. So, and they're excited. So we got to get people signed up.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of phone calls, but nobody's committing yet.
Yes. So you just got to sign out a simple registration. It's for all ages. So, you know, bring the kids, bring the adults, bring grandma and grandpa. Somebody's got talent around here. We know that.
Well, maybe if we mention there probably is some sort of prize at the
there
end.
There is. So there's cash prizes.
Oh,
first place is $100. Second place is $75. Third place is $50. And then there's a crowd favorite for $25.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's $10 to register for adults or $5 for kids. You know, it's a minimal fee, but that just helps us to pay for the sound guy. If you're going to play music, we have Rock River Productions. I'll be there with sound and mics and everything. So you don't have to bring any of that.
Got you covered.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, get a whole family together.
It is. Yeah. And we'll have a couple food trucks there, too. So,
get on it. Go to the Facebook page. Check that out. Sauk Valley Talent Competition Series. And next time you call Melinda or Tracy inquiring about it, say, hey, we're in on this.
Yes.
Make it that easy.
Yeah. So it's awesome. So the next thing we want to touch on is Touch a Truck. So that is coming back to the area. So we're excited about that. That'll be down at the riverfront there on the slab across from the RBMW Park. John Watts is pretty much getting it going and doing everything. He's got a couple sponsors already, IFH, Boss Roofing, and On-Call Imaging. And then again, that'll be June 1st from 10 to 2, and it's free admission, and they'll have some other activities. And if people remember that from, I think it was 2019 was their last one.
Oh, my.
It was big.
Right.
It was big. So free activities, giveaways, so it'll be awesome. So.
Yeah, I say a return. I'm glad you mentioned when that was because it's like, well, I don't know how long ago that was.
Yeah. Oh. So, and that's a great family event. So, you know, again, it's free.
And it's also a great learning experience if you haven't seen some of these. Like, if nobody gets out to a farm, there's going to be some farm implements there. Some of the EMS and maybe emergency vehicles show up as well.
Yeah. And everybody loves to see a fire truck and, you know, but they'll have even bigger stuff. They're looking at monster trucks and, you know, some different stuff. I think back when they had it in 2019 or the year before, they had an airplane. They had a helicopter there, you know, so... I'm sure they're working on getting all that kind of stuff. I don't know what's going on that part, but I'm sure they're working on bringing some really cool stuff.
Wow. So it's going to be giveaways. And again, don't worry about eating. There's going to be food trucks there, too.
Yes. Oh. So.
And, Touch a Truck, Rock Falls Riverfront, June 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free.
Everybody likes the word free, especially now with all the pricing inflation.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So we got that. And then we go into June 8th, and that is our Belson Music Fest, a centennial celebration. Again, we're celebrating Louis Belson, who was born in Rock Falls, and he would have been 100 years old this year. And so we're going to announce the next band that is going to be playing. We don't have Tracy for the drum roll.
Oh.
But it's going to be the Yorkville Big Band out of Yorkville, Illinois. They'll perform, and they have a wide genre of sounds from the 40s, 50s, incorporating modern arrangements of big famous bands, and they have 19 players and 2 vocalists. So that's going to be really cool up there on stage to have that many people performing. Their performance time will be from 2 to 3:30, and then they're going to join the ones that we've already announced, Rock River Jazz Band, Josh Tuffy and his orchestra, and remember Steve Smith and the Vital Information, and Steve Smith is the drummer from the band Journey was the drummer, and he will be doing the drum clinic. So again, that's June 8th at the Riverfront, RBNW District, and it's going to be awesome. And we have one more band to announce next month.
Wow. And then I think last time you were here, you mentioned Mrs. Belson.
Mrs. Belson's coming back. Wow. So she's already planning on doing some talking at the drum clinic and then sometime during the Belson Music Fest celebration.
That's huge.
So yeah, it is. Yeah. We're excited to meet her. I mean, I've worked with her for 3 years only over email. I've never even spoken to her on the phone.
Oh, my.
It's always been email. So to be able to actually meet her
will
be awesome. So,
And
again, this event is free, too.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Can't beat that.
Yeah, when you meet her, take notes. There's going to be a lot of history.
There will. She's a very smart woman.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, she's very smart. I love speaking to her over email, so I can't wait to meet her.
Right.
Mm. So, yeah. So.
And more?
Yep. We got the Taco Throwdown.
Yes. That's
Festival. This is the one she's excited about, and she's not here today. So
she says she wants to get involved.
Yes, she does. Yes.
Ready to go.
Not how she's gonna do that when she's working, but she'll probably figure out a way. But yeah, so that is September 24th. This is a brand new event for tourism, and we're excited to announce that, well, we announced it last month, that Zawa Wrestling. Mm-hmm. They were going to be performing. They'll bring their rink down, and they'll have a couple performances that night. And then we have Pallone's Music. He's a DJ, and he is going to provide music down at the Riverfront from 8 to 10. So excited about that because he really gets everybody dancing and stuff. So, and let's see. The big one is we are having, and I don't think it's ever been done around here, but I could be wrong, so don't judge me on that. But we're going to have a taco eating contest.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
When did that come up?
It's been in the works for a while.
Okay.
Thank you to Burritos and Sunday Funday for helping us figure all this out. But yeah, we will have a taco eating contest. We'll accept 10 contestants. Sign up won't be until like August when we get all that going. But yeah, you'll be able to win prizes, and it's going to be awesome.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're excited. Just working out all the details and the application for everybody and all the waivers and stuff like that. But yeah, so they'll be down on the riverfront and there'll be people down there eating as well. It's like you get 20 tacos and the first one that eats 20 tacos wins.
Wow.
So can you eat 20 tacos?
Me?
Yeah.
And why are you asking?
Because I'm going to see.
Yeah, good.
One shot?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you better enter.
Yeah. So I could do that.
Yeah. And that's for ages 16 and up, too. So there'll be a small fee for it just to cover the cost of the tacos and stuff, too, and the prizes. But, yeah, I think it'll be fun.
You keep Brittle busy.
Yeah, we will be. So, yeah. But, so we're excited about that. And I think that's all my big news. Okay. So, otherwise, we just invite everybody to check out our website. And, of course, I always thank our sponsors. We're getting a whole new set of sponsors. Mm-hmm. Our campaign ends April 15th. Mm-hmm. And so next month we'll announce all of our new sponsors for this year. They'll be covering all those events.
Well, something that wasn't on your list, I kind of want you to toot the horn here. Mm-hmm. You were at the Illinois Governor's Conference on Tourism. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I went down. I only went down for the awards night because I had some big meetings I had to be at the very next day. But it still is great because you get to network with other people in the same field, get some feedback on what they're doing, how they market, how they do events. So it's just great. I had applied to win an award for the Vietnam Wall. law for the best event in the state of Illinois. I didn't win, but that's okay because we all know it was a great event.
Yes.
But I wanted to kind of get some recognition for Rock Falls for that event because that took the American Legion, the VFWs, everybody. And I felt it was worthy to put in for that category. But yeah, that's a nice dinner. They have some nice speakers and stuff. Now, I went last year when it was in Chicago, and I stayed the whole time, and it's like 3 days, and like Governor Pritzker will talk, and then you go to all these little workshops, and they're about marketing, or they're about, you know, events, and they just kind of give you a lot of information. Some of it's geared toward the bigger towns and the big events, but I still get something out of it. So so it's awesome. I can't wait to go back next year, and hopefully I can go the whole time.
Okay, but, you know, everybody is still relishing and celebrating that Vietnam mobile wall being here.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome.
You're probably still hearing about that.
I do. I get, well, when is it this year? I'm like, oh, no, it's not this year.
Right.
There was so much work that you can't do that every single year. So, and I think that would wear it out, not wear it out of the honoring the veterans, but wear it out of people coming to see it.
Right.
So, you know, maybe in another 5 years we'll get it back. Yeah.
Well,
so,
if people are, you know, traveling out of state, they could probably be able to find out where, because I know there's more than one, they could probably find out where it's going to be, and it might be where they're heading to.
Right, yeah. If you go to the Vietnam Traveling Memorial, the wall, the one that we had, they have a calendar, and it shows everywhere that they're going to be this year. Yeah. So, yeah. And they're great people to work with. Actually, one of our vendors that was there, Fitzgerald Freedom Ranch was there, and they bring in veterans, Vietnam, any kind of veterans that have had some problems, you know, with dealing with being in the military. And they had one of them come that was at our event.
Wow.
So they were really excited because they were able to help him. So, but yeah.
Well, there's the reward.
It is, to be able to help the veterans.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
So, yeah.
Well, anything else before we put a wrap on today?
Nope, I don't think so. Okay. I think we're good. So we can't wait to see everybody this summer and be out there and it's not cold out.
That's right. Well, Tracy, enjoy your day off. Well, thank you so much, Melinda. And, of course, for any information, you can go to visitrockfalls.com. Check out the Facebook page. There's a lot of stuff on there. Mm-hmm. You can also give them a call, 815-622-1106. There we go.
Sounds good.
Well, thanks again.
All right, thank you.